data collection and use. The QAPI program should identify each of its data and information sources, which can include facility data systems, HCP, patients, families, and other stakeholders. The IP may start with a list of all available measures or performance indicators, but during the design and scoping process, this list should be pruned so that it includes only currently relevant metrics that are actively used in decision-making. The QAPI plan should specify who reviews specific data and when, as well as what steps should be taken in light of any findings. Key point: data collection is time-consuming. The QAPI plan must have a process for putting data to use, or its collection is a double waste, wasted time and wasted opportunity. A QAPI plan may routinely monitor medications such as antibiotics, antipsychotics, and narcotics, clinical care priorities such as HAIs, pressure ulcers, and slips or falls, measurable interventions and care plan implementation, satisfaction of patients and their families, HCP satisfaction, minimum data set, MDS, patient assessments, that is a comprehensive, standardized assessment of each patient's functional capabilities and health needs. This may be a regulatory requirement in certain regions. Regional survey results and any deficiencies noted. Hospitalizations, a subset can be preventable hospitalizations and discharges. Financial data, HCP turnover, HCP competencies, sick time use, role assignments, or other administrative measures. Key point: collecting unrelated data is of little use. Data must be actively and systematically organized by type and interpretation to be useful. By identifying why something is monitored and how it relates to other things being monitored, the IP gives meaning to reporting and action steps and provides a path to understanding the healthcare facility's quality baseline and capabilities. Furthermore, in order to link QAPI results to individual patient health outcomes and to arrive at a diagnosis, it is necessary to connect many different types of data. Performance measures are used to identify the event and population of interest. To be useful, a performance measure must be amenable to a reliable and reproducible data collection method. The Quality Indicator Study Group, cited in Fundamental Statistics and Epidemiology in Infection Prevention, defines reliability as the ability of the indicator to accurately and consistently identify the events it was designed to identify across multiple healthcare settings, and reproducibility as the evaluation of whether the findings can be repeated consistently when applied to new populations, to different institutions, or by different individuals. Data collection methods should have a high degree of inter-rater reliability, which means at least two raters reviewing the same set of information would consistently classify the performance measure in the same way. For example, when using the same criteria, two members of the IPC team reviewing CLABCS should, most of the time, agree on HAI designation. Any new data collection method should be tested. For example, by using a data collection template, tested on a sample of charts, 10 to 30 is reasonable, and then applied to the selected methodology. It is important to re-evaluate data collection protocols at regular intervals to allow for revision of the tool or method. To drive reliability and validity, definitions and data collection procedures should be documented in writing, with sufficient detail to support consistent methods, whether for one or numerous data collectors.